The question has been asked about, if I am living alone in a holy place, Navadvip Mandal. Okay, no, the devotee is saying no Navadvip. Okay, Brajadam. But Navadvip is also the holy. Okay, yeah, anyway. So you're living in Vrindavan alone doing bhajan, still there's a chance Maya can get you. Yes, Maya is everywhere, no doubt. Maya is in the temple, Maya is in the ashram, Maya is in the house, Maya is in the Delhi Mall, Maya is everywhere. This is Maya Jagat. This material world is called Maya Jagat. It's not called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka is maybe the name of a guest house or an apartment house. Krishna Lok. Vaikunth, Krishna Lok, Golok Dham. Many nice names. I like, very nice. Sriji guest house, very nice. But Bodh Anand. Anandvan, that's for the Mayavadis. Mayavadis, every Mayavadi sannyasi has the name Anand, right? You look, you'll never see one with Chinmay Anand.
Yeah,
every Anand, Shivanand, this Anand, Anand. It must have the name Anand. So if I had a choice to stay in Sriji guest house or Anand guest house, I would stay in Sriji guest house. Anand is automatic because bhakti is ladini and sambit. Bhakti means bliss. Anand is nothing. But bhakti, ladini is like 10 million, is totally transcendental, divine, unlimited, unestimable, immeasurable bliss. Anand is just a happy spirit, a happy feeling in the mind and heart. Oh, Anand. You have a big meal and someone says, how is your prasad? Oh, Kubanand. Means very, very bliss, very happy. So we don't want Anandam, we want Brajadam. We want to serve Ananda Bihari Sham. Ananda Bihari Sham and Ananda Biharini Radha. Ananda Biharini Radha and Ananda Bihari Sham in Ananda Dham Sri Vrindavan Dham. Ki Jai. So you're in the Delhi or you're at Bombay, anywhere, you're a big preacher, you're living in a brahmacharya ashram, lots of spirit, brotherly spirit, fighting spirit, unity, strength in numbers. And then you start, Maya comes in your mind, says, oh, you know, that lady coming to the temple, she looks really cute and she looks at me sometimes in Mangalartik and I try to pretend not to look at her, but I look at her. And then one day at Sunday feast she came when I was serving. She was sitting in line and then she looked at me and in such a funny way. And then one day I went to buy some things for the devotees. I went to the mall. And then I saw, I was in a store and I turned around, the same lady was there from the Mangalartik in the temple. So we started talking and she gave me her card. And then after some time I told the temple commander, well, you know, I think I don't want to be in the Brahmacharya ashram anymore selling books. I think I have to change my ashram. So there it is. You're right inside the army, right at the top, at the center core, the core center of the whole preaching movement, the Brahmacharya book distributor. And you go to that to get married, because that's your destiny. You can't change one's nature. Sabhav is gives you your birth. Sabhav is you don't have a certificate. When they give you a piece of paper from the government, birth certificate, piece of paper. You were born in Ghaziabad on April 17th, 1992. So they give you this piece of paper. See, here's my proof. I'm Indian citizen. So there's no, let's say, guarantee that Maya won't be there. If you have a choice to do bhajan in Vrindavan or outside of Vrindavan, if you have that great fortune where it appears that you have that choice, although it's a privilege, not a choice, but it's somehow that privilege to live in Vrindavan and engage in bhakti bhajan comes your way, and you're fortunate enough and intelligent enough to take it up, and you move to Brajadam and begin to do bhajan and kirti and sankirtan and study and meditating, then whatever you do here, you'll get 100 times the result. Sometimes it says 1,000. And there's nowhere, anywhere in Goswami books, no commentaries, no shlokas, or in the Bhagavatam and Nitikas I've seen that say that you get 100 or 1,000 times reaction for the bad things you do. Nowhere told. Only telling this, this is Kripa Dham. This is the place of Radharani. This is not the, this is not Shashtan Dham. It's not the place of punishment. This is not Yamaloka. Yamapuri. Yamapuri, Yamaloka, that is the place of punishment. Rasatala, Sutala, Atala, Patala is Narak, Naraka, Narak Lok, so many hellish planets. This is Brajadam. This is where Karunamayi Radharani lives. Bhaktavatsalya Sri Krishna lives here. The term Bhaktavatsal is for only for Krishna in Vrindavan. Not Mathura, not Dwarka, not Ram, not Vishnu. Nowhere this word is used except for Krishna. Bhaktivatsala Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai. So Krishna is living here and he's very affectionate to his devotees. Bhaktivatsala. And Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan, and she's like we have the yogi, and we have the yogi in charge of UP. So we have the premi, we have the Krunamayi Premamayi Radha in charge of Vrindavan. So if someone comes to Vrindavan and takes shelter of Krunamayi Radha Ashraya, Braja Ashraya, then he has all the compassion and blessings of Radharani with him or her, and all the affection and kindness and nourishment, protection, and palana of Gopal, the Bhaktivatsala Gopala Dev. Gopala Deva Ki Jai. So who has any intelligence would not do bhajan in Vrindavan? Even if Maya comes and catches me in Vrindavan, but all those days where Maya didn't catch me, I get 1,000 times benefit. Maybe I go for 10,000 days and no Maya. So 10,000 times, so many rounds I chanted every day, times 1,000, that's how much benefit I got. That's how much purification I got. Maya may come to you in Vrindavan and you may fall, but whatever you did, you got 1,000 times more credit. So you won't, if you're outside of Vrindavan, you only get 1 credit. So you maybe fell, but you made already 50 years more advancement than you would have made staying in Delhi, where you also eventually fell down also. You follow? You understand the logic? So it's like gambling, you know? You put high money, you can win. Or you can lose. But in Braj, high stakes, but you win. You win 1,000 every time you throw. Every time you throw your dice or whatever, your cards, you win 1,000 points. So that builds up. Okay, I fell. Okay, somebody robbed me. I lost 10,000 bucks, but I had 1,000,000. And the guy in Delhi, he fell, but he only had 20,000. He got robbed for 10,000. So he only has 10,000 left because he didn't amass so much fortune by doing bhajan in Delhi. This is the power, the potency, the prabhav, the influence of Braj Bhajan. It's not an ordinary place. It's totally transcendental. The Chintamani Bhumi, Brajaduli, Brajaraj. There's thousands of Braj Bhasha poems and Hindi's bhajans and songs glorifying the dust, the Raj, the reino of Braj. Uddhava, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, they want to be a particle of dust in the holy Dhamma Braj. Kankan Bole, Vrindavan May, Kankan Bole, Shri Radhe, Radhe. Kankan Bole, every single pebble is chanting Radhe, 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 Radhe. We're stepping on Radha because they're on the ground is the pebbles and they're chanting. They're saying, oh, don't step on me so hard. Why are you wearing shoes? Wear bare feet, they're softer. Do you ever think that the ground maybe speaks? The ground is conscious. This is Chintamani Bhumi. What does that mean? Bhumi means earth, land, soil, miti. And Chinta means alive. Chinta means thinking. Thinking means life. Chintamani. It's a jewel, thought gem. So this land is alive. The trees speak. The dogs speak, the birds speak, the sadhus speak, the babajis speak, the sannyasis speak, the brijvasis speak, the water speaks. It's told in that song. Jamuna bi ki leheri, leheri bole shi radhar. Leheri, leheri means taranga. Taranga means waves. The waves in the Yamuna are speaking. What are they saying? Radhe, 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 radhe. So that means the water is speaking. The earth is speaking. So when you walk on the earth with your heavy, big 25,000 rupee track shoes, which are so comfortable too and so nice, then the earth of Vrindavan is saying, ow, it hurts so much. I'm a person. You're stepping on me with these rubber shoes, or what they speak of, leather shoes. It hurts. Why don't you wear bare feet? Would you rather someone touch you with their hand or with their shoe? Hand. So Mother Bhumi, we say Mother Bhumi. You've heard this term, Mother Bhumi? Would your mother like it if you rubbed her back with a pair of shoes? I don't think so. It'd be the most offensive, degraded, sinful activity you could ever even engage in. But if you lovingly rub your old mother, your old ailing mother's back with your loving son, the hands of the loving son, a little oil and whatever, and to ease her back pain or whatever, and that's a great expression of love. So when we walk around Vrindavan, we go barefoot because it's an expression of our love to Brajabhumi, to Brajadham. Your feet will come or go. You'll die, your feet will die, your skin will burn in the flames of the Shamshan. Why not be nice to Mother Bhumi? So this land is, if you're talking about living in Vrindavan, and you're not living in Vrindavan, don't talk, just live. You're saying, oh, Vrindavan, living, just don't talk about it, just live here, just do it. And then see what happens. If you have taken diksha from Guru, then you should take the blessings of Guru to engage in the Brajavas.
Yeah, last time I discussed with